Hi, this is all a visit for Michelle Gray, MichelleGray, date of birth is 7/17/77, date of visit is 8/31/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation after the injection, epidural injection she obtained on 8/16/2023. The patient reports her pain are worsening. He is having pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 9. Neck pain is 9. Lower back pain is 9. She has shooting pain in the groin area in a L2 and 3 nerve distribution. But also the rest of the leg is also numb and tingling, which is constant and worsening. Patient has a difficult time walking. In addition, patient has pain in the hip and knee and the rest of the leg. This needle and pin feeling is going on for last 1 week. And she reported that she's going on 9/7/2023 to the Hendrick Ford Pain Clinic for consultation as well as for MRI, new MRI. And her pain level is between 8 and 9. The previous MRI is 2019 date. That's why new MRIs were ordered for the shoulder, for the lumbar spine. Her thoracic MRI was also normal in 2020. Patient suffers from extensive arthritis, malformation and osteophytes, and apparently she's suffering. 90% relief is obtained when she has got all the medication and therapy. And please review the chart for ADL, for rest of the history, additional history, substance abuse, compliance history, and physical examination. Reviews the blood pressure of 100. 16/86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is dated. Uh, 8/2/2023, dictation number 0812-084, with the physical finding being the same, and diagnosis is the same. Plan is the patient has extensive treatment at Henry Ford Hospital Pain Center with a burning of the median nerve of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. It appears that she may have now facet osteoarthritis at L1, L2, L2, 3 and spreading. A new MRI will be able to help, and pain in the knee is going to be attacked by the orthopedic surgeon there at Henry Ford Hospital by a knee replacement. She is seeing Dr. Shihab, Ramsey Shihab, and she is walking slowly. She's got a lot of pain. She's walking with a cramp and with a limp, and she's provided with the following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day with Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day, lidocaine patch 5% to the apply on the groin area on the right side with lidocaine gel. Gabapentin has been increased 600 milligram 6 hourly, 120 tablets to improve upon the nerve healing. Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hour, PRN. 60 tablets are provided, but the prescription will be valid after 9/15/2023. She also reported sleep problem, and she is going to be provided trazodone 75 mg at night to be taken by 7 p.m. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets are provided PRN for muscle relaxation. With this, the patient should do well. We discuss at length use of Trumil Zeal tablets and injections, as well as a role of proper diagnosis, because there is a possibility of ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis to gouty arthritis, etc., for which Henry Ford Hospital need to do blood testing and other treatment. She's also advised about yoga, losing weight, McKenzie exercise, water aerobics, as well as role of the infrared laser treatment for her to wrap it up. She's continuing her physical therapy. She's been advised about the laser treatment that she should continue. Hopefully, she'll come along well. Thank you.